first day of the month of October, begin to bless the name of the Lord for his faithfulness towards you. If you can be thoughtful, you will be thankful. If you can be thoughtful, you will be thankful for what God is doing, what God has done for you, what he is doing, and what he will do. If you can be thoughtful, you will be thankful to him who has kept you alive. Bless the name of the Lord and give him praise. Father, I am grateful to you for your faithfulness and your mercies. Be exalted, O God. Our Father in the heavens, we give you thanks for your mercies and your love. We give you thanks for your glory, for your name that is highly exalted above every other name under the earth, beneath the earth, in the sea. Your name is highly exalted. Thank you, faithful Father. We bless your holy name. Give him all the glory that is due his name. Give him all the praise. Give him all the praise. Father, we thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Take all the glory. We worship and adore you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, our Father. You be faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why your name is forevermore. You be faithful, Lord. You be faithful, Lord. Can I hear you sing it? Oh, yes. From the ages past. From the ages past. That is why your name is forever. You be faithful, Lord. You be faithful.
Oh, yeah.
Ancient of the days, we appreciate you. King of glory, we thank you for the privilege of coming into your presence this evening. Take all the glory and all the praise. We magnify your name. Be exalted forever. Be exalted forever. Be exalted forever. Be exalted forever. Be exalted, my King. Be exalted, my King. Be exalted, my King. Be exalted, my King. Let your glory be above the earth. Let your glory be above. Let your glory be above the earth. Give him glory, oh yes, Lord. Let your glory be above the earth. Be thou exalted, oh Lord above. Oh.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Be thou blessed, O Lord.
Father, we thank you, we appreciate you. Receive our worship, receive our praises. Be exalted tonight. We acknowledge your presence. Spirit of the living God, we acknowledge your presence. Awesome Jehovah, we acknowledge your presence. The Almighty God, we acknowledge your presence. The Elion, the Elohim, the Jehovah Nissi, the Jehovah Shammah, we acknowledge your presence. The one who has no end, who has no beginning, we acknowledge your presence. The one who was, who is, and is to come, we acknowledge your presence. Take all the glory, take all the praise. Thank you, our Father. Be thou exalted for us. Lead us by your Spirit. Thank you, precious Father. Minister to us, Lord, and take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear a living? Amen. Amen. Let's have our seats on your Bible to Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. Read from verse 22 to 25. Exodus 15 from verse 22. So 25. Tonight we'll be looking at what I have titled From Bitterness to Sweetness. Hallelujah. From Bitterness to Sweetness. Exodus 15, verse 22 to 25. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters, the waters were made sweet. Then he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. Father, bless your word in our heart today, and take all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. From bitterness to sweetness. Recall that the children of Israel, they left Egypt. They just came from the land of bondage. They just after the torture in Exodus chapter 1 verse 14, their bitterness actually started right there in the land of Egypt. They experienced bitterness. In chapter 1 verse 14 of that Exodus, if you read it, you will see that there has been this experience of bitterness in the life of the Israelites. Let's look at verse 14 of chapter 1. And they, are we there? Exodus, yes, chapter 1, verse 14. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar, in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with what? Rigor. Was with rigor. So there have been this experience of bitterness in the lives of the Israelites, even while they were in Egypt. Times were hard for them. The tax masters put hard labor on them, and the Bible said they worked with rigor. They worked with, you know, the taskmasters were harsh on them, and there was this suffering and pain every day that they passed through in the land of Egypt. So it was an experience that I started with in the land of Egypt. Now God came and crossed them over from Egypt, they left Egypt, and God miraculously helped them to cross the Red Sea with a mighty deliverance. Now they found themselves in the wilderness of life. Now a crucial moment in their lives, after having crossed the Red Sea, they needed to drink water. They had a need to drink water. Just like every one of us, we have needs. We have pressing needs that will make us to make move and with expectations. Many needs that we have. You know, you are expecting something. It's a no that we meet a need in your life. Only to come to the point of expectation. The Bible said that for 3 days, they were without water. For 3 days. So it's like the efforts was like a wasted effort. It was like a futile one. It was like nothing was working, nothing was happening. It was like they were laboring and they were not seeing anything. There was no water for them to drink. And the water is equivalent to life. Praise the Lord. Water is equivalent to life. It was like life was going out of them. It was like they were going to die. That was the situation that the Israelites found themselves. And if you look at chapter 15 that we read, the Bible says, when they came to a particular place that was called Marah, there was water in that place, but there was a command. They could not drink the waters of Marah, for the waters were what? They were bitter. Hey, it's just like you are expecting something to happen, only for you to come to the point, you know, after everything, only to discover that it's emptiness, nothing worked, only to discover that there's disappointment. When they came to the water, they were seeing water, but they could not drink the water. That's like disappointment. Seeing your breakthrough, but you cannot receive it because there's a barrier, there's a hindrance. Something was in the water that made the water to be undrinkable. And it was an issue for them. He said they could not drink the water, but they were in need of water. Something was in the water. And so in life, there are experiences of life like that. Some things may be happening in your life. You'll be wondering, what is happening to me? This, the Israelites, they passed through. And the Bible said they came to Moses and they complained against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And many of us are asking this kind of question. What shall we drink? Where am I going from here? What is my life looking like? What is my future like? We're asking so many questions. What is the future of my children? How long will I wait for this thing to come to pass? There are so many questions in our hearts that we keep on asking. And they form the basis of our cry. They form the basis of our prayers. Asking. They came to Moses, what shall we drink? For we are thirsty. We are dying of thirst. And so in life, there are things like that. You came to a particular point in your life, and there are so many questions confronting you. Because since there is no solution to your need, nothing is happening, you begin to ask questions. What shall I do now? Where am I going from here? What is my future like? Am I going to continue like this after 3 days? I've been in this thing for a long time. Nothing good is coming out of it. That's like a picture of what the Israelites were passing through in this place. Nothing good is coming out. What will I do now? What should I do now? Was their question. So there were many questions. Just like God knows our hearts, there are many questions in our hearts that we are asking. When will this thing come to an end? That's one of the implications of the question they asked Moses. Where shall we find water to drink? Where and when will the water come? How is the water going to come? The only one we're able to find in this place is bitter. It was like it was a hopeless situation for them, because their only hope was dashed. They could not drink the water. Yet the water was in, there was enough water. They also said the waters of Marah. Waters of Marah. So there was enough water, but it was not drinkable. Just like
You may be doing well in a particular aspect of your life, but one of the aspects is having questions. There was enough water, but it was not drinkable. In 2 Kings chapter 14, we'll come back to that, Exodus 15, but let's look at 2 Kings. There was this issue about the children of Israel as well. In 2 Kings 14, verse 26. For the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was what? Are you there? Are you seeing it? 2 Kings 14, verse 26. Even the Lord himself saw it. Say, for the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was what? Was very bitter. You know that at least in the elementary school that we went to, when they add very to a word, you know that it's abnormal. Is that not? Is terrible. It's a critical situation. See, when they say this thing is very this, very, it is not just bitter. Unbearable. It has pressed them hard. It was like, how do I come out of this situation? This problem is overwhelming me. It was the Lord saw the affliction. The bitterness could be the affliction that you are passing through. It was very bitter. Whether bond or free, there was no helper for Israel. A state of the bitterness could be that there was no one to speak for you. There's no one to promote your cause. There's no one to stand for you. There's no one to defend your cause. There's no one that will just be a witness to what is required for you to live where you are now. The Bible says God saw that there was no helper for the whole of Israel. It was a bitter situation for them. It was a bitter situation. What I want to tell us tonight, there's always a good news. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's always a good news. Hallelujah. Yes. Have good news for someone tonight. That bitterness you have been experiencing, the Lord is turning it to sweetness. This night, in the name of Jesus, you will not sing the song of sorrow again. In the mighty name of Jesus, that affliction is taken away in the name of Jesus. That affliction is taken away in the name of Jesus. Ah, thank you, Jesus. The Bible said in Exodus chapter 4, verse 1, there was also a situation that the Jews passed through. In Esther chapter 4, verse 1. Esther chapter 4, verse 1. Say, when Mordecai learned all that had happened, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes and went out into the midst of the city. He cried out with a loud and what? A bitter cry. Because you know that all their lives were at stake. So he could not hold his peace. He cried aloud with a bitter cry. Because somebody had signed their death. They were already dead. Just waiting to be buried. Because their death warrant has been signed by an enemy. And it was a bitter situation. The Bible says when he went into the city, There was wailing everywhere because they just realized that somebody has mortgaged their future and they were going to be exterminated. It was going to be wiped off the face of the earth. And they cried. That was a bitter situation for them. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 10, we also see a bitter situation. When Hannah was talking to the Lord, he said, I'm talking. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Verse 10. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 10. And she was in what? Bitterness of soul. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in what? In anguish. That bitterness will motivate you to push you to the God who alone can deliver you. Praise the Lord. That bitterness should not make you to begin to complain like the Israelites. Should not begin to make you to mourn. Don't mourn. It should be a propelling force to meet a God who can turn every bitterness to sweetness. It will move you like Hannah. But see, she was the bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. It should move you to hold God, to hold him tight,
And let's conclude and go to our prayers by looking at that Exodus again and look at the solution. What finally happened? What finally happened? Verse 25. So he cried out to the Lord. Somebody will cry tonight. Hallelujah. He will cry out tonight in the name of Jesus. So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And when he cast it into the waters were made what? Sweet. That thing that was bitter before, instantly it became sweet. Hallelujah. That tree is a symbol of the cross. That tree is a symbol of the cross. When Jesus stepped into the situation, remember the Bible tells us in Isaiah that he took upon himself our infirmities. He carried all our sins, all our bitterness, all our pains. He nailed them to the cross. See, when he took it, Jesus has been crucified for our redemption and our deliverance. And tonight, as we call upon his name, he will turn every bitterness to sweetness in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, when he cast it into the waters, the Lord showed him. I pray the Lord will show you something tonight in the name of Jesus. The solution to that bitterness, the solution to that problem, the Lord will open your eyes to see in the name of Jesus. He will tell you what to do, and you will do it in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you an idea. The Lord will open your eyes. That thing that has been troubling you, whatever is holding you, the Lord will show you what to do in the name of Jesus, and you will do it. And the testimony will be yours in the name of Jesus. Let's stand on our feet as we begin to pray. Let's stand on our feet and begin to pray. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. We give you praise. We give you praise. The good news and the beauty about it is that God is a specialist in making people's lives sweet. Hallelujah. He's a specialist in making people joyful, giving you joy. Joy. Bitterness is the absence of joy. When there's no joy in your life, it's bitterness that is the thing. When the things that should be happening in your life, they are not happening, it's an experience of bitterness. When the expected things, what is due to you, is not coming to you, it's an evidence of bitterness. And you know that there will not be joy when those expectations are cut short. But when the Lord shows up, He gives you, he opens the door for you. And whatever has been making you to be sorrowful, to be bitter before, he takes away the bitterness and begins to give you joy. He begins to give you joy. And your song will begin to change. And your testimony will begin to change. And your life will begin to change to the testimony of his goodness in your life. Begin to appreciate God this evening. Give him praise. And give him glory. 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 Don't be silent in his presence. Say, Father, thank you. You are a professional. You are a master in turning bitterness to sweetness. Begin to appreciate God. Who is a master? Who is a specialist? He's a specialist. He's a specialist. He's a specialist. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my King. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Lord. He's a specialist. Oh, my God. He's a specialist in turning bitterness to sweetness. Our Father, we appreciate you. Just give him praise. Give him glory. 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 We appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. Thank you, precious Father. Be thou exalted forever. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The first prayer you're going to pray tonight, you can say, Lord, show me mercy tonight. Show me mercy. Halagabo shalabalagada. Open your mouth and pray. Say, oh Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy tonight. My God and my Father, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Let your mercy speak for me. Somebody pray, say, Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. My God and my Father, show me mercy, Lord. Show me mercy. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me. God,
Show me mercy.
Show me mercy. Legebo shala balagada, ragada gada balagaba. Legedegelebo shala balaga, regedegedegedegede. Lekebo shala balaga. Lord, show me mercy. Make sure you are praying this prayer. It's a very serious one. Lord, show me mercy. 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 Have mercy on me, Lord. 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 Show me mercy. Baba, show me mercy. Baba, show me mercy. In the name of Jesus. Lord, show me mercy. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lord, show me mercy. In the name of Jesus. Lord, show me mercy. In the name of Jesus. Lord, show me mercy. In the name of Jesus. Lord, show me mercy. In the name of Jesus. Lord, show me mercy. In the name of Jesus. Legebo shala balagada. Malekebo shala balagada. Ragada gada gabo shala balagada. In Jesus' name we pray. 2 Kings chapter 2, I will read verse 20. Oh, I will read it from verse 19 to 21, and I will tell us the prayer we're going to pray. 2 Kings chapter 2. Then the men of the city said to Elisha, please notice, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is bad, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness. And Bible says, and the water remains healed to this day, according to the word of Elisha, which he spoke. We're going to pray in verse 19. The situation of the city is pleasant, as my Lord says, but the water is bad. But we're going to address that but. After something seemingly good, testimony, a but comes to it, but. You are going to say, every but in my life, oh Lord, every but in my life, every but in my family, every but in my life, in my business, every but in my life, oh Lord, remove it. Oh Lord, remove it. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every but.